Okay, we get started in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel and Yerushalmi, and we are in the stories of who is the Nasi and who is the Av Bezdin. As we had yesterday, the first on the list is the Nasi, and the second on the list is the Av Bezdin of all of the pairs in the Mishnah. And we have a machlokas. The machlokas in the Brice and the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetah. Who is the Nasi? Who is the Av Bezdin? So our version is Yehuda ben Tabai is the Nasi. And we say that might be flipped. So we quoted a story to prove each one. So first we sorted the story of Alexandria to prove that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, because after all, he's the one that was offered to be the head, and then he ran away to Alexandria, and then they sent the letter, please come back. And on his way back, he gave compliments to his hostess. And we have the story about the Talmud who misunderstood him, but that story proves that he's the Nasi. And the Uvda de Ashkelon, which we're in the middle of right now, prove that Shimon ben Shetach is the Nasi, because he is the one that is mentioned in the story about getting rid of the witches. That's what we will see. Rashi, even if one didn't learn the Yerushalmi, some might be familiar with some of this story, a version of the story from Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dav Mem Dal and Aman Aleph, has a long Rashi. That discusses this story, and we will get to that Be'ez Hashem soon. So we're towards the bottom, in the middle of the story. Well, the story of two people tzaddikim, one of them died. They used to do everything they had together, and towards the end of that story, it says that this unnamed anonymous person was having visions during his sleep, and he sees in one of his visions that there was somebody who was being punished. So they punish, and the gate, the hinge of the gate of Gehenim was on this woman. Why was this? What did she do wrong? What did this woman do wrong? So the Gemara first says that she was Tsaima Mefarsima. She used to publicize her fasts, or she fasted one day, she publicized 2 days. And how long is she going to be there until Shimon ben Shetach comes? But just that halacha, interesting, of publicizing fast. This is the only source of that, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that we shouldn't be boastful about that or give misimpressions. Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Samachay, in Hilchas Tainus, Tavkuf Samachay, which is the siman about Tfilas Anenu, about we say when a Yachid says Anenu on a private fast day, and the Kabbalah's Tainus. So the last halacha, Sivav, Hamisane umefarsem atzmo laachirim. If somebody fasts and publicizes to others, lehishtabeach, to be praised, shehu misane, hunena shalkach. If somebody publicizes their fast for people to look at and be praised, he is punished. Beragola, tashbeitz, meha Yerushalmi perakama de chagiga. It's really peraksheni de chagiga. But that's the Beragola quotes that right here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashma, Shim Shoal and Osoim his Anamutalam Abemis. When Mefarsi Matsim, he goes and tells everybody, Mashma, that if he's asked, that is he allowed to answer? If somebody says, are you fasting today? The Kibach Eda Osel, Shabech, Lispar, because Mashma, if you just answer, you're not doing it to be praised. Mikal Makom, Nachonu, Shabachal Gavani, Yom Marshina Misane, Kadishal Lahaksa, Tivusal and Afshe. Even so, maybe you don't have to say it, right? Mishanim b'nei ha-shalom. Achein imafsirin bolecha. What happens if you're at somebody's house and they're pushing you to eat? Then a yachuli is not sabalav achein. You can't get out of it. And so the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, and you shouldn't violate Baal Tashchis for this. Baal Tashchis for this in a case where, you know, he leaves and you're going to throw it out. Just tell him you're fasting. Yomar shehu misana. Yomar. Upashut, says the Mishnah Berurah, Upashut, the Kol Zeh B'Stam Tainus. That's for a regular Tainus that nobody else is fasting. Sh'adam Mekabal Al-Atzma. Avol Pata'anesim HaKavura, or that might be Tainus of a yard site. Uvim Makam Shemekilin Bo Hamon, where many people are Mako, Mitzvah Lefarsim Shemesana, Kadesh Yilmu Dabimanu. Right, if it's a teachable moment, then that's fine. Ulahafech Imuvim Makam Sha'olam Machmir Mamalatzman. Also, if it's a place where people are Machmir, Lehisanos, Aftainis Bahab, Vechadome, Vehu Eino Yachol Lehisanos, Vereishu Chalash, Lo Yochal Befarhesia, Befrei Hamon Am. The opposite. Right, if it's you're eating and everybody else is fasting and you have a heter to eat, right, you shouldn't be eating in front of everyone. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos here on that halacha, so he quotes from the tzava'a of the rivash, right, which we said is the a different rivash, not the, well, we mentioned the tashbeis. The tashbeis and the rivash were connected. This is a difference. This is from the later rivash, the Baal Shem Tov, Hosef. Shalo rak she'en lo shtabeach lefarsim, ela gam belibo yizahir. Shalo yeh lo piniya umachsheves gaiva. Forget anybody else. Even not me himself. Myself included, that I shouldn't look at as myself as being better than anybody or higher than anybody. Again, it's hard to say we're going to be ne'enashra. It's hard to measure. But for ourselves, for midos, right? But even my own heart, I shouldn't think of raise myself up. Shu'osa davar gadol shema'ane atzmo. Ki pagam gadol betainis. That's a pagam gadol. U'mevi lashem tikuni zohar hamizga'e betanesa l'kalba ismaser. Interesting halacha. Again, we learn the Musar relating how do we look at ourselves, not holding ourselves higher than anyone else. Okay, so we're in the middle of the story. Middle of the story. We're on Yud Beis Mem Beis towards the bottom. So this man has a vision that Shimon ben Shetach is going to go take the place of this woman at the doorway of Gehenim. So he says, why? Amar lein lama. So he says, Amar lei de Amar, why is he, well, I'll just read the last line. Amar lein, Amas he kain, how long is she going to be, have this on her? Amar lei ad yaisi, Shimon ben Shetach, vanamarim in law, min go udne. When Shimon ben Shetach comes, she's going to take it off her ear, the kavan lei go udne. And we're going to put it on his ear. Amar la lama, why? What did he do wrong? Amar le de Amar in Atam is Avid Nisaya. He used to say, if I would become the Nasi, that's the Raya why this whole story is brought here. If I would become the Nasi, Anamakatal Kharshaya, I will make sure to kill all of the witches. Right? Mechashe falo sachaya. Vaha is Avid Nisaya, falo katal Kharshaya. And he became the Nasi and he didn't get rid of the witches. Vaha is Timnin Nashin Kharshin. There are 80 witches. Yavin go ma'arta da Ashkelon in a cave in Ashkelon, Mechavon Alon. They're ruining the world with all of their Mechashefos. Right? That's the problem. So so he says, okay, I'm going to go tell him. Ella Ezel Amar Lei. So I'm going to go tell him to be able to save him. Amar Lon. So he says to in the vision, Ana dochil to who govern is siya, veles who mehem menti. Right? But I'm nervous. Right? This is what he has the vision in his dream. I'm nervous. He's the Nasi. I'm going to go tell him this. He's not going to believe me. So how is he going to be convinced? Say to him the following. If you believe me, great. And you take care of it. And if not, do this simon to him. Kume, in front of him. Like put your hand on your eye and somehow take out your eyeball, do something miraculous. And then put it back, and it'll go back in. And if you do that, so then he'll see that that's really what you're a true messenger. So what did he do? He went and he said his piece to Shimon ben Shetach. He was about to do the simon with his hands and his eyes. He said, no, you don't have to do that. I know you're a chassid. I know you're trustworthy. I know you. Right? What did the Gemara call him before? There were two pious individuals that did everything together. And the Gemara called them. The train chassidin have ba Ashkelon. So it was known. So he knew that too. So he says, I know you're a chassid. Yater min kein. And also, at yachal, yater min kein at yachal avin. I know you could do even more. I know you could do miracles. So I'm not asking you. Fala'od, and not only that, ela bapumi lo amris. Also, in my mouth it wasn't said, belibi chashvis. I just thought it in my heart. What does that mean? I never even said that I was going to do that to the witches, right? I only thought that. And the fact that you said that, it must be that you got a true message. Must be guided two messages, right? That's how the Karbana Eid interprets this line. Ilav shemi shemayim ne'emru lecha, if not from heaven, mehechan yadata, how would you have known shekacha marti lechalos amachashefos? How would you have known that I said that? Shelo tzeti davar zemipi. I never said it. Ki imbelibi or harti. I was maharer, right? And therefore, I don't know how you would have known without this. But Moshe has a little bit different. He says, but emes shaloki balti alai ha neder hazeb befi el belibia yisi choshev kach v'chene ese hayom. Okay, similar. But this is the he didn't make him do the test. Sometimes if we have visions, we take it as true. Again, there's a big sugya about whether dreams are Divrei chalomos lo ma'alin v'lo moridin. Dreams are foolishness and nothingness, or dreams are messages, right? You get different impressions from different Gemaras, right? If you look in the Ramban, the Arachayim HaKadosh in Bereishis, right? By Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef took his vision. That's the Ramban's whole pshat. Ramban's whole pshat of the story of why Yosef didn't reveal himself, because he took his dreams as nevuah, right? The Ramban in Parshas Mikes, where we have that pasuk that's stuck in there, in the middle of the story, Yosef's brothers come, and all of a sudden the pasuk says, Yosef recognized them and they didn't recognize him. And Yosef remembers the dreams. Remembers the dreams. What is that pasuk doing there in the narrative? So says the Ramban, first Rashi quotes, he remembered the dreams. The yada sheniskaimu shari yishtachavu lo. That's Rashi. The Ramban says exactly the opposite. He knew that they weren't mekuyim, and he wanted them to be mekuyim. Exactly the opposite of Rashi. Ulafi daiti shadara behefech, says the Ramban. I think exactly the opposite of what Rashi says. Shadara behefech yomar akasov ki biros Yosef is echav mishtachavim lo. When he sees his brothers bowing down to him, zocher kol achalamos asher chalam lahem. He remembers the dreams. The yada shelonis kayim echad mehem bepamazos. He knew that they weren't mekuyim. Ki yodeya bepitronam. Ki kol echav yishtachavu lo betchila benachalam rishon. He needs all the brothers to come down and bow down to him. Vine anachnu ma'almim alumim. Ki anachnu yirmos l'kol echav acharasar. Right? 11 bundles. Upam shenis yishtachavu lo ha-shemesh v'yirev acharasar kol chavim benachalam ha-sheni. The second one, v'kivat shalora binyamin imayim, and since binyamin wasn't there, chashav zos ha-tachbula, she-ya'alil aleihem. He goes through this whole charade, so they come down, k'dei she-yaviyu gam binyamin achiv, elav l'kayem ha-chalom ha-rishon t'chila. He felt he had to make these dreams come true. V'yalkein l'aratza l'agid lehem ani Yosef achichem, v'leimar mahalru v'alu el avi. He didn't want to tell him, go bring my father quickly, v'yishalach agalos kasharasi ma'bavashniya, like he did later on. Ki haya aviv bad mi'abali safik. His father would have come right away. And then no more binyamin. V'yachresh yizkayim achalom harishon, he gilam l'kayim achalom hasheni. Once the first dream came true with binyamin, then he brought down the second. V'lu le'kein, and had Yosef not been doing this with these kavanas, haya Yosef chote chet gadol. Yosef would have been violating a tremendous sin. Litzair es aviv ula ha'amido yamim rabim bishachul ve'evel al Shimon va'alav. Right, he's keeping Shimon and himself away from his father. V'afim haya ritzono litzair et echav ksas. And even if he was doing it to take a little revenge, to pain his brothers a little bit, eich lo yachmal al seva aviv. How could he not have been rachmanis on his father? Esako ela aval esakol asa yafeh bi'ito. He did everything in its time, right, quoting the pasuk in Koheles, l'kayem achalamos ki yada sheyiskaimu be'emes. He saw, and then he continues discussing. But that's the Ramban. The Ramban says that Yosef took these dreams as a message, as nevuah. The other mafreshim wonder, who is it Yosef? It was Yosef's responsibility to make the dreams come true. Okay. Also, there was clarity. There, the Arachayim HaKadosh, there in Vayeshev, at the beginning of Vayeshev on the dreams, he says, because there was clarity in the dreams. So most dreams are like a little fuzzy. But these dreams, he says, da, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, on the hine anachnu, amar gimel pa'amim vihine, 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 vihine. Hine comes three times. Paragon, lama zayin, pazak zayin, says vihine three times. And behold, that means it was clear. Da, ki achalom asher yiye mare hanevua, vehoda'a mehamodi'im, shelefnei Hashem ha'os v'hamofesu, right, from, if you have messages, im yachalom l'cholom bahir vitzahir, ki yom ya'ir, if it's clear, sheyi adavar be'enav ki iluhu bahakitz mamish, it's as if he was awake, baha os va'amofes lahodiya, then you know, that's to teach me, ki machzeh shaka yechazeh, ki achalomos asher tzi'irim yisachaku bo, right, the dreams that the children, the young ones have, that we all have, ye bilbul harayon, v'hagzamas hanidmeh. Right, that's not real. Alkein siper Yosef, that's what Yosef says, vihine by each one, to try to express to them, it was clear, it was a message. Vihine b'chol prat, shekol davar sheher'eyu haya barur be'enei sichlo, ki'ilu haya ro'eyu ata shehu b'hakitz, pashlomas daito, ve'ein ze'ela chalom sodik. So that's what the Arachayim says, certain dreams are are with clarity. So that's what this chassid seems to say, and Shimon Shetach trusts him. So we continue. And he says, I'm going to take care of it. So what does he do? He goes out. Miat Amash Shimon Shetach Bayom Sagrir. He goes on a rainy, cloudy day. V'nasav Yimei Tumnin Guvrin Bechirin. He takes 80 men. Bechirin, chosen, handsome. V'yasav Bideihon Tumne Levushin Nekim. And he puts on them new and clean shirts or cloaks. V'yevunun Bego Kidrin Chadaten. He takes them to take these cloaks and put them into new pots, basically to, so he doesn't get the clothes dirty. Ukfon in our shian, and put the pots over their heads, so basically they stay clean. Amar lo, and then he says to them, we're gonna go into the cave, and I'm gonna go in, and you're gonna follow me. And he says, in tzifris chadzman, when you hear me chirp, from the word sipor, right, bird, tziprin, if you hear me chirp one time, lafshin levushechan, then put on your clothes. Put on these cloaks. Vitzafris, matinya, when you hear me chirp a second time, Ulun kolchem kachada, you all come into the cave. V'kiva da'atun alalin, and when you come in, kol chad v'chad mencho, and every one of you, yaguf chada. Yaguf chada, what does that mean? Or the graz girsa of yitol chada. Yitol, either way, you grab one of them. You grab one of them, and one of the witches, v'yataltaline min ara, and lift her off the earth. Right, this is not negiya b'derachiba. And most, that's an issur d'rabbanan, as we know, and doing this l'shem, right, kind of like the Kohen and the Tnufa, right? Sometimes there's a Negiah Shalom B'Terech cover. This is just to lift them off the ground. The iske the Hadein Charsha Taltalatine Min Ara. The Loyachala V'Klum. Because the essence of this magic, if you lift them off the ground, they can't do anything. Maybe somehow it's connected to the chumri. You have to be on the ground in the earth, which is the opposite of the heaven. So lift them up. So what happens? Azal v'kam le'altara demarta. So Shimon Shetach goes and stands at the door of the cave. Omar, and he says loan. I changed that to loan. He says to them, Oyim, oyim, pischun li. Oyim, what's oyim? So the carbonator says, kumu, kumu, get up. Pischun li, open for me. Shemishalachemani, I'm one of you. Klomer sha'am, gamani mechashef. I'm also a mechashef. V'li nira, says the Karban Eda, also, al shem sha'anashim mechashvos, mislabshos kechatulim. Sometimes the witches dressed up like cats. Dressed like cats, and oyim is a targum of chatulim. Right? Okay, chatulim is a targum of ayim in Yeshayahu. So he says, open up! D'min ditchon ana, I'm one of you. Back to the Gemara. Amrin le, hech asis lahacha, bahadin yom. Well, how'd you get here today? Right? How'd you get here today? Meaning, it's raining. How'd you get here? I'm alone. Bene tipaya havini mahalech. Right, I went between the raindrops. Between the raindrops I went. So he was saying that he didn't get wet. He's saying he's a magician. Amun le, umasi sahacha mevid. And what are you here for? What do you want? Amar melef umialafa. I want to learn from you and I want to teach you. Right, I want to learn and teach you. And kamati yavid madahu chacham. Whoever knows something, you should do it and show how wise you are. Vavis kol chada minhon. Amra, Madhi Amra, right? So all of a sudden they all started. So every one of them did something and said something, Umaisa Pita, and she magically made bread appear. The Chada Amra, another one said, Madhi Amra, another one said what she said, Umaisi Kupan, and she brought meat. Amra Madhi Amra, another one did it, Umaisi Tafshilin, so a cooked item. Amra Madhi Amra Vaisa Khamar, wine. So bread, wine, meat, cooked item, all food. So finally they said, Amr and Lay, At ma ispachavit. Nu, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Amar Lon, he says, ispi tzfar, train tziprin. Right? I'm going to chirp twice. And what's going to happen? Umaisi lechon tminyin guvern bechirin. And all of a sudden, when I chirp twice, there are 80 handsome men that are going to come in to the cave magically. Havi imchon chadi umachadi lechon. They're going to be happy. They're going to make you happy. And you should be excited about this. Right, Amr and Lay, Kena, na boy, they said, yeah, sounds good, we want that. Safar Chadazvan, so first he chirped once, Falashalu Hashem, they're standing outside, they hear him, and they put on these cloaks. Safar Zman Tinyin, Valu Kulan Kachata. He chirped twice, they all jump in. Amr, and he says, call the Mati Yakum Zuke, and he says, everybody grab your pair. Vitanunin, and then these men carried them out, Va'azlun, and they went, Vitzalvunin, and they killed them. They killed them, they were Chay Misa, Tzalvun. They literally hanged. Hadi he did tanina. So what does this whole story show? Right, this verse statement that it says there in Sanhedrin that this is the story of Shimon Chazak when he was told of the women in Ashkelon. In Ashkelon, right? A big discussion. What do you mean hanged? Right? Usually, even we say kol haniskalim nitzlin. Is that what happened? It doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound that way. At first, they were niskal, and then they were hanged. Right? It just sounds like he hanged them. That's a question. Look in the Margolius Hayam there in Sanhedrin on Daf Memhei. He discusses how to put these two chazals together because sounds like it's sakol yisakel in the directly, not that they were first. You can look there. He has an Oschav Gimel. Here he has a big discussion of this, whether they were hanged first or killed first. In any case, this is the story. Amru Shmonim Nashim Tala. It says that there were 80, maybe we'll get to an answer in a second. There are 80 women. Veda Shai B'Yamechar, 1 second. 80 women, you're not supposed to do Dina Nefashis, two people on the same day. Ela Shai Sashot Tzricha Lekach. Ma'amal Asot. The Shah with Tzricha. He had to do it. Sometimes you have to go extra legal if the Dor needs it. Similarly, let's just read this and then we'll make a comment. Tani, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, quoted in the Bavli too. Shamati she'onshin shelo halacha v'onshin shelo ketorah. Sometimes a Beis Din has the power to be ma'anish, not following the direct dictates of the law of the Torah. Shelo halacha, shelo ketorah, ad heichan, how far do you go? Like, what's the minimum? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, ad kadei zimzum. Zimzum is like a rumor, right? Even if there's no real evidence, but there's a solid rumor, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, she'yotza ha'kol al echad shechata. Afilo lo nizbarer hadover be'edim, shari lo oncho, b'nei tzorach hasha'a, if the dayanim feel. We continue, Rabbi Yossi over be'edim avlo ba'asroya. No, there has to be edim, but even without asroya. Ma'isa be'echash yasa laderech. And even these following activities, which don't seem to be punishable as they were, but the door needed it somehow. Right, Ba'isa be'echash yasa laderech, rachub al suso b'shabbos. Somebody was riding a horse on Shabbos. If you'll basically give saklu, this is Rabbanon. And they made him chayim misa. Follow shvus hayasas. It was just a shvus. It is a derabanan. Right. It must be the hour needed it. Again, there must be more details of the story, but that's the message. Shuv ma'isa be'echash yas l'derech. Also, somebody was on the way. The ishto imo. Somebody was on a teal with his wife. Upana l'achori agedir v'asa tzrachav ima. And he was with her in public on a teal. Okay, behind the gedir, but it must have been pretty public. And this is his wife. And they gave him Malkus. Right? It's not what we do in public. Even amongst the husband and wife. There's an interesting comment of the Marshal. The Marshal, there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Beis discusses that Rav Chama, I think it was, right? Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, there was a woman who was Mizana, so he took her and wrapped her in Chavile Zmuros and vines, and he gave her Sreifa, right then and there. And the Gemara Rav Yosef says, this Rav Chama made two mistakes. Number one, he made a mistake that there's no Adina Nefashas Bizmanazeh, Bizmanazeh Yish Kohen Yish Mishpa, Bizmanazeh Kohen Yish Mishpa, he lived later, he didn't have a Sanhedrin, that did Nefashas. So number one, his mistake was that he did the nefashas. Number two, he did the wrong one. Sreifa is hot lead. Sreifa is not actually, burning the person. So if you look in the Marshal, in the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Marshal, so he says, I'm not paskening here. Ve'ineni kecholik ala tamid, but he thinks maybe the two mistakes, solve each other. He knew there was no din nefashas bizban hazeh, but he wanted to punish her for the good of the door, but he didn't want to do it in a way that looked like he was doing Dina Nefashis today. That's why he did it in this way that was definitely wrong, but it wasn't wrong because it wasn't real Dina Nefashis. The Margolius Hayam there quotes Rav Kook in the Mishpat Kohen who says, "To bechol ma shenitan reshus lebezin lasos lefi sha'a shelo al pi Torah tzrichim heim shelo lahanig b'davar zeh shum toar v'tzura shel mishpat ha'amur b'Torah. Dafka do it in a different way. Shelo yavi adavar lidei toas. The people don't think that you're doing actual nefashas. Shem mosifim ala Torah o mishanim osa chalila. El yasu heker shenosim davar zeh rak mitzat tzorach sha'a v'chulu." And he says that's Rav Chama Bar Tuvia. He said the same thing as the Marshal. Shalachar Hovda Zumarafsanigra. Ech yit'e amora b'davar zeh. V'chilo yada shekfar paskudin nefashas b'Yisrael, me'yash agolos anhedrin, or abram shalofei abayis, v'chilo yada mitzvah sreifa. But that's exactly the answer, exactly what why he did it in that different way. Okay, big topic, but we have to continue. Okay, getting back to smicha, to the yantif, the topics of our mesekla. Bisham, we said in the last Mishnah, machlokas, whether smicha was done on yantif. Bishami omer mevim shlamim vein somchan aleim. Bishami says, in any case, out of the karbanis that you can bring on yantif, right, the shalmei chagiga, maybe the shalmei simcha, and the olos, the olas riyah, Bishami says you can only bring a shlamim, not the olos, right, because the ola is not ochal nefesh. Right, but you can bring shlamim, and the ola can be you can bring it the next day. You can only bring a shlamim, right? Because that's sorach achila, and you don't do smicha. We'll learn how you not do smicha. We'll learn how you do smicha before yatif. You can't do smicha on it because Bishame does not require smicha right before the shechita. You don't need to take of the smicha shechita. They have a olos, but he says you can't bring the olos. By the carbon seabors, obviously, the carbon tamid and the carbon mosav, obviously you can bring. Zmanam kavua. But the ola, the olos re'iya, says Bishame, you're not allowed to bring. Ubeisil omer, maybe shlamim, the olos, the subchanele. Ubeisil says you can bring the shlamim, you can bring the olos, and you do smicha. Right, the pasuk says, atzeres lashem, carbon eita, called de lashem. So the rest of the Amud, we have the conversation between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the svaris for this. Beis Shammai Amrim Hutra. Beis Shammai says, why do you not do smicha? Why do you not have to, you're not allowed to do smicha? Because there's an option. Beis Shammai Amrim Hutra, smicha shalo kedarka. Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to do smicha shalo kedarka. Beis Hillel Amrim lo hutra smicha ala bekedarka. Beis Hillel says, no, only kedarka. What is kedarka? Ezu asmicha shalo kedarka. Me esmo. Beis Shammai says, you could do smicha yesterday. Again, it has to be in the Azara. You can do smicha yesterday and do the shechita today. So that's why, because it's an option, so you have to do it the day before. And even though ain't shvus b'migdash, the whole thing is missed the rabbanon, still seems like if you have a choice, then you don't do it. Amar Reb Zeira, and Beis Hillel seems to say, no, you have to do the smicha right before shechita. Amar Reb Zeira, let's limit the machlokas. Kol ama modi ba'asha mitzora. Everyone agrees by an asha mitzora, or any other carbon that is a chova, let's say a chatas or a, any other personal carbon, even an asha mitzora, which is just there ba, what's called lahachshir and not lachaper. But everybody agrees by those carbonas, you have to smicha right beforehand. You have to smicha right before the shechita. Shalmein and davish shazamach lemeyas v'loyatza. And the opposite, if you have a pure voluntary carbon, a shalmei nedava, you could do smicha beforehand, yatsa. Ma'plikin b'shalmei chagiga. The machlokas is shalmei chagiga. Because on the one hand, it's obligatory, but on the other hand, it's a shlamim. So b'shalmei avdin lon k'shalmei nedava. B'shalmei treats this shalmei chagiga like a shalmei nedava. So you could do smicha yesterday, before yantif. U'b'shel avdin lon k'ashem b'tzara. B'shel also, no, it's a chova. All chovos, you have to smicha right before the shechita. And if you bring this today, if you can bring it today, then you do smicha today also. Amar Rav Yosa, hein das at dat amar asher mitzora shesamach aleim es b'lo yatza bizmano. Just adding a detail. When we say you can do smicha, and you have to do smicha on an asher mitzora, nothing to do with yantif, because you can't bring this on yantif, but that has to be only when it's be brought on day 8, in the zmano, in the proper zman of the carbon mitzora. We know mitzora has 7 days, and then the 8th day, iber zmano, but if somehow it got delayed and you're bringing the carbon after day 8, nasa kishalmei nedava. Switch that word. If that's like a shalmei nedava, and then there's no obligation for take of the smicha shechita. Good. So now we get to the conversation. Amr beis hillel beis shammai beis hillel, trying to prove that you can bring an ola also. The ola shechita can be brought on yantif. He says to beis shammai, ma'im b'shar shani osa lehedyot. If at a time when it's usher to a hedyot, meaning Shabbos, hari ani matu l'gavoa, if on Shabbos you can't bring the karbanos, but on yantif you can, let's say the shlamim, right, for ochal nefesh. So b'shar shani matu lehedyot. So at a time when it's mutter to a hedyot, meaning you could shecht an animal on yantif, for regular ochal nefesh, ain't addition atu l'gavoa. So if it's mutter lehedyot, so surely she mutter l'gavoa. And you should be mutter to do malacha skavoa in that case, even for an ola. So Amar Lebe Shammai, no, on a derm nedava is yochicho. Neder and nedava will prove that you don't say that type of kavachomer. Just because it's mutter lehedyot. She mutron lehedyot vasron legavoa. Right? The nedarm and nedavas, right before, and we said a kavachomer from Shabbos to yantif and hedyot to gavoa. So now we're saying, no, there's no kal v'chomer from Hedyot to Gavoa. Because Beishamai says, what about Neder and Adava? Shem return l'Hedyot. You're allowed to shech those on Yantif. Stomp for yourself. You're allowed to shech the carbon on Yantif. Fasol l'Gavoa. And yet you can't bring a Neder and Adava on Yantif for a carbon. So I'm l'Hem Beishila, Lom, Amartim, Neder and Adava, Shem Zvan and Kavua. No, but that detail is different. Because a Neder and Adava don't have a fixed time. Tomer b'chagiga, the here chagiga means the olas re'ia. Means the olas re'ia, some have a different girsa also, but the olas re'ia is zman kavua. But the olas re'ia has a zman kavua, so you can bring it all on yantif. So I'm in Beishamai. Beishamai says, it's not so kavua. Chagiga, or olas re'ia, ain't zman kavua. Shem lo chag barishan, chogi b'sheni. We can bring it on day two. Shem lo chag b'sheni, chogi b'shlishi. So is that zman kavua? You don't have to bring it today. Amalim Beisil, Beisil says, no, but there is a limit. Chagiga zman kavua. Shem lo chag b'regel, and yachal lo chog l'achar regel. Right, it's not, you can't bring it after Yantif. You have a limit. So that's already an extra kavua enough that I can bring it today. Amalem Beishamai, Beishamai says, Falukfa Nemar, another version of the conversation, but Akashi Yachal Ochal Nefesh, Hu Levado Yasalachem. But it says, the Ochal Nefesh, only what you could eat, you can bring. And you're not eating the Ola. Amalem Beisilal, no, darshan it differently. Misham Raya, that pasuk is actually a Raya to me. Lachem Eino Naase Avonasu Lagavoa. To you, it has to be edible, so to speak, but not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa L'Gavoa. Or Abishal Amar Tamachir. Abishal has a different version of the Machlokas. Ma im b'shasha kiras chastuma, kiras rabcha b'sucha, if at a time where your oven is closed, Shabbos. Kiras rabcha b'sucha, but the mikdash, the mizbeach is open. B'shasha kiras chabsucha, so at a time that your oven is open, like on Yantif, eno dinja di kiras rabcha b'sucha. So surely you should be able to bring on Yantif. Or similar, davar acher, eino b'din she'i shulchan chamalei v'shulchan rabcha reikon. Right, it shouldn't be that your table is full on Yantif and the shulchan of your Rebbe, the Mizbeach, is empty. So therefore, this is Beis Hillel's Svar. Period, we'll have to stop there. We'll continue next time.